This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. More money is coming in for the fight over flavored tobacco in Denver. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Denver City Council passed a ban on flavored tobacco last year. Then opponents of that move, including vape shops and the tobacco industry, successfully gathered enough signatures to put the issue on the ballot. Both sides have raised hundreds of thousands of dollars. That includes about $73,000 from Michael Bloomberg, the former New York City mayor, who's financially backed anti-tobacco efforts. Voters will decide in November. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
One space industry expert says Colorado's space economy will remain strong despite President Trump's decision to move Space Command to Alabama. Tom Coakley leads the Colorado Space Institute at Arapahoe Community College, which focuses on job development. He says the space industry in the state is much bigger than Space Command. Space Force, which is its own branch of the military, will continue to operate at several bases in Colorado. And Coakley says Space Force holds the purse strings.
We still have our military installations, right? Companies will locate here because of the big bases. Those are where the big defense contractors are.
Coakley says Colorado's an aerospace innovator in areas like advanced manufacturing and data analytics. He says that predates Space Command and will outlast it. Governor Jared Polis has declared today 988 Colorado Mental Health Line Day. If you're feeling overwhelmed or panicked or need mental health support, you can call or text 988. It's free and confidential. This is CPR News and KRCC.